This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and the property market has been quite interesting so far this year. A lot less rental properties around, more people buying houses, but what about people who lend the money for houses? Are they going to try and take advantage of this situation? I'm joined this morning by Managing Editor of Money Magazine, Julia Newbold. How are you, Julia?
Very well, thank you, Jordan.
So with lending, obviously recently a Royal Commission into the banking industry, banking sector, showed that there was some irresponsible lending. Is that a risk here now that I guess housing, the best way to get a house at the moment seems to be buying?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions to answer about the lending laws and whether they will be relaxed a bit and whether lenders will not have as much information on borrowers as they were previously encouraged to do. You know, obviously banks are in the business of lending money, and it's just putting the onus back on the customers of whether or not they can afford to repay it. And we're in a really dangerous situation at the moment because, well, number one, as you suggested, you know, rents are getting very difficult. You know, I think you said in Whyalla, there's seven or more people applying for each rental that goes onto the market. So that sort of competition is driving people to buy. And also the very low interest rates are making people think, well, it's a better deal. And perhaps, you know, they'll be paying less than they might have for rent. But, you know, in the longer term, the interest rates will have to go up and you could be locked into, you know, payments that you can't afford.
And of course, with mortgage payments, they have been frozen over the last 12 months as well, thanks to COVID-19. What's the situation been like there for people who have had to start paying back?
Well, according to Finder, who's just done some research on this, there are around 31% of mortgages being delayed at the moment. And South Australia actually has the highest rate of mortgage delinquencies, which is 41%. So really what they mean by that is that mortgages that are 90 days or more behind in payments are classified as delinquencies. There are around 20% of people have mortgages that are a month, 30 days in arrears, and 8% are 60 days or more, and 5% across the board are 90 days or more.
So that means people who haven't paid back, paid what they owe on their mortgage for that month?
That's right, yeah.
So I guess what's the flow-on effect of that then? What happens to people who are in arrears?
Well, it affects your credit rating, number one. And it also just builds up. If you haven't paid it this month and then you don't pay it next month and you don't pay it the month after, it keeps adding and your interest keeps getting calculated on that, you know, like compound interest, but in a bad way. So, you know, the tip, if that actually happens and you know that you can't pay, contact your lender, let them know what's happening, what's stopping you. You know, maybe they can work out a payment scheme with you. Reassess your budget, try and figure out how you can actually afford to pay that mortgage, because that is number one, that you have a roof over your head. And then there's also an option of refinancing, but that can be a little bit difficult because if you're already in arrears and, you know, you're not doing so well and maybe you haven't paid enough off the equity of your home, that can be problematic. But, you know, perhaps the current lender will work out a different plan and you may be able to lengthen the mortgage that you're currently on.
I guess it's a bit of a tricky situation as well, because if you say you're moving to town, to a different town for a new job, you need somewhere to stay, there's nowhere to rent, and your only option is buying a house. If you're not in the best position to actually take on a home loan, you could be in a spot of bother, but it could also be the best of very bad options.
That's right, but there's all sorts of things that you have to think about in that situation as well. If you've come into an area and there's jobs suddenly and there isn't enough accommodation and you have to buy, well, that's one thing, and perhaps the price that you're paying is a high price and you think that the resale will be the same. But perhaps that will just encourage more people to build homes, and maybe the price won't be the same when you want to sell, or maybe the jobs won't be there later on. They're there now, but, you know, and then your resale is going to be difficult again. So there's a lot of research that you need to do before going into such a big commitment of a mortgage.
Yeah, wow. And I guess where can people go to do some of that research?
Well, I guess you've got to, you know, look at the, talk to real estate agents, although they'll be trying to sell your
Yes.
home. Just, you know, try and find out what the previous situation was and, you know, what house prices were and where the market's been. You can apply for those sorts of things and your real estate agent can get them for you. And then, you know, do some sums that you've got calculators online to work out if you do take a mortgage out and you're paying these very low rates at the moment, what will happen if they go up 2 or 3%? Will you still be able to afford the repayments? Because that's really key. If you're borrowing so much that you're already going to find it tight, what will happen when they go up? And they invariably will go up at some point.
No worries. Well, Julia, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Julia Newbold, editor, managing editor with Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.